Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Prosecutors at a federal hate crimes trial face a challenge in proving that racial animus motivated the three men who murdered Ahmed Aubrey, a jogger shot in a Georgia neighborhood. After 5 days of jury selection, the federal trial of Gregory McMichael, his son Travis McMichael, and neighbor William Bryan is set to begin today in the coastal town of Brunswick. The Durham investigation says it has found three on Hillary Clinton's campaign team. They were the architects of the hoax Russia collusion that dominated mainstream media for years. One of those names is current National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Mexico has confirmed that the United States government has suspended all imports of Mexican avocados after a U.S. plant safety inspector in Mexico received a threat from the cartels. The Los Angeles Rams are Super Bowl champions once again, defeating the Cincinnati Bengals 23-20. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
After the Durham report finds a current Biden administration official as being a part of the Russia collusion hoax, government agencies spying on us is a reality if no one stands up to it. Ohio Representative Jim Jordan on One America News.
This is a real concern, and I think we need to view it in context. As I have said before, you know, it was a few years ago when the IRS targeted people who had a different political point of view. They went after conservatives. And then 5 years ago, it was the FBI saying, we're going to spy on a major presidential campaign, President Trump's campaign. And then, of course, just a few months back in the fall, in October, we learned that the DOJ was actually spying on moms and dads. We had a whistleblower come forward with an email in the FBI company with an email that he gave to us that said that they were supposed to put a threat tag label, this designation on moms and dads, this label, this tag on parents who were showing up at school board meetings saying, don't make my kid wear a mask to school all day long.
USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Quote, this is the most out-of-touch administration I have seen in my lifetime. That's Congresswoman Kat Kamrick, the Republican from Florida. She was on Newsmax and said the administration of President Biden is the most out-of-touch she's ever witnessed. The southern border is her proof.
It's just more misdirection from this administration. It's laughable that they are now stipulating, oh, well, this includes the northern border as well, because we've known for this entire time that the southwest border really is open, it's porous, and it's where the majority of people, the vast majority of people, are coming through. So for us to get these numbers and then to stipulate that, you know, this includes the northern border.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is what's so crazy. We're just talking about the border. We all know that this is a crisis. Fantastic job of really exposing what is happening at the southwest border. Yet the administration talks nothing about it. Now they want us to redirect focus to Ukraine and the Ukrainian border. You know, I think of how words matter in the context of global leadership and national leadership. And coming out of the White House, Biden's been pretty sloppy with his words.
About 3 weeks ago, Ars Technica first reported that astronomers were tracking the upper stage of a Falcon 9 rocket from 2015 that will hit the moon March 4th. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory now says the object is not a Falcon 9 rocket at all. JPL claims it's a Chinese rocket that was launched in October of 2014. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Including access to all these great interviews that we have. We're not into 8-second sound bites, okay? As you know, we're able to delve deep into the topics with these experts that we're able to get on your behalf here so that you are truly in the flow of the know and that you're not relying on partial information. And hopefully what we have done in this process is encouraged you to take it even deeper, because even 20 minutes sometimes is not enough time. But hopefully we've motivated you to the point to say, look, I want to check into this, okay? We're not claiming to be the be-all and end-all of the truth, though that is something that we hold to, that we want to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. But sometimes, as you're well aware, and as we're finding out right now with this Durham report that's going on, is that sometimes you've got to dig deeper, and you've got to be relentless about finding out the truth because of the forces, the political forces out there, do not hold to the same values that you and I would hold to necessarily in terms of being honest and being truthful, as you're realizing. And case in point is what's happened with January 6th. You know, as you consider to look at what happened there, Michael Letts is going to be joining us, the CEO and founder of Invest USA, a national grassroots nonprofit organization. And we're going to talk about something that has been greatly underreported. But what's coming out of this information is a Praetorian Guard there in the Washington, D.C. I don't know what else to call it. I mean, it's its own entity. And we saw it, you know, be exposed a bit with the shooting of Ashley Babbitt and how it was handled, that we couldn't find out who the police officer was that shot her. And eventually we did find out. And then we also found out that it was with impunity and justified. Here is an unarmed citizen who is murdered, who's shot and killed there in the Capitol. Now, I understand you can argue and say, well, she shouldn't have been there, and, you know, the way it looks, and like so much of what we've realized in our lives is just because things seem to look a certain way, it may not necessarily be the case. Michael Letts, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
It's always a delight to be with you, Bill. Appreciate what you're doing to make America great.
Well, it takes an all-out effort. We've been saying it requires all hands on deck, and I appreciate you being there, you know, shoulder to shoulder and back to back with all of us freedom-loving patriots that know that there is a better way, and the way our country is being represented, misrepresented, I should say, in light of our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. It's more than just saying that we're being misrepresented. We need to have representatives in place who are going to represent us appropriately, right?
That is correct, Bill. In the course of the situation we're fixing to discuss, it is the usage of law enforcement as political pawns to push an objective and a narrative, and that is absolutely morally reprehensible for anyone in this country to tolerate.
Exactly. Now, what you're reporting on is the police beating of an unconscious Trump supporter, and it was just deemed objectively reasonable by the Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police Internal Affairs Bureau. How you beat somebody, they're unconscious, you kill them, and somehow that is objectively reasonable? I mean, to me, that's like you shoot somebody, you've shot him a couple of times, and then you decide to, well, gosh, I don't want to waste any bullets here, so I've got 15 more rounds or 10 more rounds in my magazine, so now I'm going to make sure he's really dead. Right?
Correct. You're absolutely right. And what is so concerning, and that's a very light word compared to what I should be saying, in this particular instance, this is the second death, second incident, and the same thing that happened January 6th, and the same pattern of a cover-up, which simply we cannot tolerate. This makes Watergate look like child's play.
Exactly. Yeah, well, this fits the narrative perfectly for Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, and I would dare say even some Republicans who are not willing to, they hated Trump so bad that they need to malign Donald Trump and his presidency with a narrative that can be utilized, as Ron Emanuel would say, you don't let a good crisis go to waste, and they're using this to taint this presidency.
They really are. Well, I mean, their objective was to make sure that it was well understood by the majority of Americans across the country that conservatives cause irreparable damage. They're bad people. They should be shunned. And they tried to use this as an illustration of that case, but actually it backfired. It's the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. What we're seeing is that the leftist liberal socialists have utilized law enforcement as political pawns to justify a narrative that even involved the murder of two innocent civilians. Mm-hmm. And now it's being covered up. Same pattern. They refuse to turn over videotapes. They refuse to turn over transcripts. When they do leak out, they try to justify that they did an investigation. It was objectively reasonable. Or use of lethal force with Ashley Babbitt was justified. But the fact of the matter is protocol. This is all I'm interested in for your listeners to understand. I just want us to abide by protocol and bring out the truth, wherever it may lead. We're not trying to have any objective here. We're trying to make sure the people of America see the truth and can make up their own decisions. And the truth of the matter is that when an officer-involved shooting occurs, or there's an officer-involved death, a death is involved with an officer performing his duties, it automatically goes to an outside agency for a thorough review and analysis. That is then taken over to another independent prosecuting attorney, a DA's office, for them to review before any kind of a rendering or finding is issued. In both of these circumstances, internal investigations were done. You cannot investigate yourself. It is a very slippery, sliding slope to be on. That was their first problem. Second problem is, in this particular incident, Roseanne Boylan was unconscious. She was beaten by another officer while she was unconscious. It was determined that she died 45 minutes later. The official cause of death was that she overdosed on Adderall. Adderall, for your listeners, is simply what we use for attention deficit disorder. Right. She'd been taking that the majority of her life without any issues. It's really, I've never heard of anybody ever overdosing on Adderall. But to make matters worse, I want to know, from the coroner's report, did they do a CAT scan? Did they do a brain scan? Did they see if there is any fracture on the skull or any hemorrhaging or swelling associated therewith? That question has not been answered. You see, they're hiding behind not providing the information. And so it is totally justifiable to the American people to say, if you won't give me the information, what are you hiding?
Exactly.
And why are you hiding it? Mm-hmm. And that is why I take such a firm position on this. It's not a matter of trying to get somebody in trouble, not in trouble, et cetera. We want the truth. Mm-hmm. And wherever the truth leads, it needs to be dealt with appropriately. Don't cover it up. The last thing, the worst thing that ever happens is a cover-up is always worse than the crime that is committed. And we have very apparent that there is a cover-up going on here. and the American people do not need to stand for it. And why are we involved? Because if you cover it up with one law enforcement agency, you place mistrust to law enforcement all across the country.
Exactly. Exactly.
The time that we live in now, we can't afford to have mistrust among law enforcement. We don't have enough of them to begin with.
Without
doubt. We can't afford to mistrust the ones that we have. So,
got to go to break. More from Michael Letts after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See OpenRoadLending.com for details.
Welcome back. Fresh and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Now, see if you can get your brain around this. There's the video of a beating that was assembled by a Texas man, clearly showing a D.C. police officer using a steel baton and a big wooden stick to beat Trump supporter Roseanne Boylan when she was already unconscious at the West Terrace Capitol Tunnel. Now, keep in mind, we got video all over the place. There's still 14,000 hours, supposedly, of video that we still haven't seen. But what we've seen is quite revealing in and of itself. But, you know, the powers that be would want us to, you know, they're trying to Jedi Knight us, you know. They're trying to Jedi us and say, hey, it didn't really happen, move on, there's nothing here to look at. But there's video evidence that's so shocking, it's hard to suspend reality on this. Because this is law enforcement that we were raised under the mantra that they're here to serve and protect. This didn't happen on January the 6th, 2021. You had officers amped up on adrenaline or whatever, getting carried away. And in this particular case, you have a woman. She's already unconscious. You're beating her to death. And on top of that, okay, she's pronounced dead 45 minutes after the brutal beating, as Michael Letts reported. And the medical examiner, the D.C. medical examiner, you got to understand, this is all one big cabal, right? Doesn't even check into blunt force trauma, these obvious things that obviously, I mean, her body is all bruised and everything else. And their conclusion is that, she died of an overdose of Adderall. Well, Michael, that's why didn't they just say, well, she died of COVID, too?
Oh, I'm sure. And I'm laughing now. Bill, I'm sure that's somewhere in the report. They cocked that one up the code as well. You know they do that for every death, so it is bound to be in there somewhere.
Yeah, so, but the fact of the matter, this happened, and with impunity, nobody's held into account, and the Metropolitan Police Internal Affairs says, hey, it was all according to Hoyle. Really? If that's according to Hoyle, and this is objectively reasonable, then I objectively do not want to be in Washington, D.C., because their purview and their understanding of reasonableness doesn't even come close to my understanding and definition of reasonableness. Is that fair, Michael?
That is correct, Bill. Let me phrase it in a very simple way for your listeners. There is no, I repeat, no police manual anywhere in the country that will justify beating on the skull. Keep that in mind where the hits were going. An unconscious person that is without excuse and never justifiable. One could argue I hit somebody who went into unconsciousness on the bat because they had a gun in their hand and I didn't realize they had gone unconscious, etc. You need to understand this woman was not armed. There were no armaments anywhere. And she's clearly unconscious. She's not moving. And then you take an officer takes a baton, a stick, and begins to beat on the head. Blunt trauma. You know good and well when I do head hits, I'm going for the death.
Exactly.
Take somebody out. There is no justifiable reason for that anytime, anywhere.
Now, how do you square this up with a situation with an officer putting their knee on a man who dies, and he is convicted of murder, and he's spending time in jail? How do you square up these two stories?
Well, that was going to be my next point. The country went into an outrage on George Floyd, okay? That was a white officer on a black man. Now, let me be very clear. This is not a racial issue, but we need to put out the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Both of these deaths, Ashley Babbitt and Roseanne Boylan, were both white women. Ashley Babbitt was shot by a black male officer. Roseanne Boylan was beaten by a black female officer. I see no outrage anywhere in the black communities or any place else for that matter. Folks, if you want to take a matter and don't be hypocritical, then take your values and stand for all applications.
Exactly.
So you need to be just as upset with this one as you were with George Floyd. And there is simply no explanation that can be given for them to try to bury it for a year and a half. And now it got out inadvertently, by the way, they did not want this to get out. Is wrong. I mean, American people voiced their concern at Watergate, and this makes Watergate look like child's play.
Exactly. Michael, people of color have experienced this for decades. And to your point, they should be up in arms about it because, look at, and maybe some of them may, you know, kind of cynically say, well, now you know how it feels. Okay, maybe you're right. Maybe now we know or should know how it feels. But that's not the solution. The fact that
no, it's not.
It has been happening in your community like this, that should bring you all the more forth to say, see, this is a systemic problem within elements of law enforcement that needs to be addressed. And now it's with impunity and regardless of color of skin.
That is correct, Bill. This is not an issue of racism. What this issue is it should unite us all behind poor policy. Mm-hmm. It is very clear that the policy was used to further a political agenda, and that's got to stop. Imagine that's what third world countries do. Third world countries intimidate its citizens through the use of the military or through law enforcement into submission. And doing exactly what they're told without question.
Right.
That is not what America was founded on. We won't ever be that way. I'd rather die standing than to be subservient kneeling. And
exactly.
I think the rest of Americans feel that way. And I appreciate what you just said. It is time for us to unite regardless of skin color. Mm-hmm. We will not tolerate this kind of behavior from anyone, law enforcement or anyone else. And we will not tolerate your utilizing law enforcement who are meant to serve and to protect for your political agenda instead to intimidate. That's not what we were created for. And I expect that I issue a call nationwide to our law enforcement officers. The time has now come for you to take a stand. Whether it's the Freedom Truckers, whatever it may be, you are called upon to stand to enforce the law and not political wills. And when you see it, you need to unite with the citizens and call it out. And call it what it is. And that's what we're going to deal with.
Law and order works both ways. It grieves me, Michael, to see what's happening, how police are being targeted. These assassinations that have been taking place in our cities, our major cities across the country. It breaks my heart to see what's happening here. But it should break our hearts, all of our hearts, in such a way that we stand for law and order that works both ways. It just doesn't work for law enforcement. It has to work out in the streets for the everyday citizen as well, so that we all are respecters of law enforcement. And what's happening is there's a loss of respect of law enforcement. Now they're being targeted with impunity, and it's like everybody's in the crosshairs these days. This is absolute madness.
It is absolute madness, Bill, and this kind of behavior doesn't help. What I mean by that is you now take good people who now look at law enforcement with a jaundiced eye, and quite frankly, this is a very small representation. The vast majority of law enforcement uphold the law. Mm-hmm. He has made a jaundiced eye for everyone, and that is why I am encouraging not just American citizens, but the law enforcement community itself to come together and say, we will not tolerate, we will stand shoulder to shoulder, we will not tolerate lawlessness and disorder, and together we'll root it out and correct it.
Well, Michael, I had this discussion with an attorney general in Texas, and I said, look, you've got to look at this whole thing holistically. It's not only, the men in uniform that we see out in the streets. I mean, we have people involved in the prisons today because, as you know, this is all jobbed out. But they wear uniforms. And what people see is they see a uniform of law enforcement. They're mistreated when they're incarcerated. And of course, we're hearing the stories, these nightmarish stories that are coming out of the D.C. jail for conservatives. People have been arrested on January 6th, many not even, being subjected or having an access to due process. They're just being held there, some in solitary confinement, and mistreated and beaten. I mean, this is absolutely absurd. And so what happens is they get out and they meet up with an officer on the street. And what they see is they see a uniform and they see how they were mistreated. How is that going to affect the culture down the road?
It's going to see what we see today. We had over the weekend 13 officers injured. A few of them were killed. 9 in Phoenix alone. And you're going to see that. That's going to be an everyday story. And here's what's going to happen to America. We're going to have the rest of law enforcement resign, retire, or quit.
And you can't blame them.
No more law enforcement.
Exactly. Got to leave it there. Michael Letts, you're awesome. Thanks for the time.
And businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the fresh
Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Prosecutors at a federal hate crimes trial face a challenge in proving that racial animus motivated the three men who murdered Ahmed Aubrey, a jogger shot in a Georgia neighborhood. After 5 days of jury selection, the federal trial of Gregory McMichael, his son Travis McMichael, and neighbor William Bryan is set to begin today in the coastal town of Brunswick. The Durham investigation says it has found three on Hillary Clinton's campaign team. They were the architects of the hoax Russia collusion that dominated mainstream media for years. One of those names is current National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Mexico has confirmed that the United States government has suspended all imports of Mexican avocados after a U.S. plant safety inspector in Mexico received a threat from the cartels. The Los Angeles Rams are Super Bowl champions once again, defeating the Cincinnati Bengals 23-20. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Stephen Broden, who is the pastor, executive director of content of Character Cities, joins us now. Stephen, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
It's blessed to be with you.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been looking forward to our conversation because, in the words of Charles Finney, a revival happens when it's most needed. And what you are addressing in the content of Character Cities series is revival-esque. I mean, these are key elements that must be apprehended and understood and wanted if we are going to turn from our wicked ways, right?
Absolutely. I think the church plays a central role in the rescue of this republic, particularly if we are rightly connected with God. That is, seeing things as he sees them, knowing them as he has made them known, through the scriptures, 66 books, 40 different authors, reveal the mind of God, and then doing what he called us to do. And in all three of those areas, I think there is a deficiency that is happening in the body of Christ, such that we are witnessing a rapid demise of our nation. The speed at which it is taking place now was not always apparent in the public square, but it is now. And that is a culmination of a series of events that have taken place during the last century that has led us to this place right now. And I believe the church has a central role in the pushback, although it is in the crosshairs of those who wish to undermine our liberties, our way of life, and our religious liberties.
Well, and there's a reason for it, is because they know that the heartbeat of our origination came from a covenant agreement between the pilgrims and God. The pilgrims cried out to God, they prayed, and God gave them an answer and gave them this land where they could come and they could worship freely. I've been insisting, Pastor, that we need to go back to first principles. And my understanding of leadership is a good leader will always, when you have lost your way, a good leader will take you back and help you understand where you made a wrong turn. America made a wrong turn, and there's been a series of wrong turns that have been taking place ever since this great American ideal was put in our hands. You know, there was no way that the prevailing forces were going to allow something this righteous to continue, because when you consider the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, how we came about, even our first president, George Washington, said, but for the hand of divine providence. I mean, this is God-ordained. America is God-ordained. And we have people today in this postmodernistic society that think, oh, well, we don't need your God because we've got it all under control. Oh, really? I mean, I look out right now and I see the chaos, and it's almost like we're back to Genesis 1, where the earth was dark and void and in a chaotic crisis. Now, I trust that just like in Genesis 1, the Holy Spirit is hovering over the chaos, and that we will eventually come to the truth. But meanwhile, how many more people have to suffer and die because we won't turn from our wicked ways?
Well, I think your premise is correct. America was founded on a Judeo-Christian ethic that our founding fathers were influenced greatly by the five books of Moses. Mm-hmm. And out of that, they crafted what we understand to be our government today. The three branches of government, and certainly that was just reflective in the book of Leviticus and Deuteronomy. Mm-hmm. And we were founded on those principles. We have lost our way and have turned deliberately away from those principles through the embracement of ideas and philosophies that are antithetical to them. We know that Darwinism and Marxism and feminism and communism and socialism and human secularism, all those isms are philosophies designed by men who hated God. It was Karl Marx who said, my goal in life is to dethrone God and to destroy capitalism. So what we're witnessing in America is not because we lost our way. It's because we were led away from the principles that governed this nation that made it one of the greatest on the planet Earth. And in that reality, there speaks also a means by which we can rescue this republic. We need to turn back to our Judeo-Christian ethic, and we need to embrace the founding principles that made this nation great. And there are 10 of them, as listed by Matthew Spaulding in his book titled We Still Hold These Truths. And the 10, if you would allow me to listen.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Will be those that will, when we engaged and reoriented and we tie the ship of state back to these moorings that made us great, I believe that we can rescue this republic. Number one is liberty. Number two is equality. Number three is the consent of the governed. Number four, natural rights. Number five, religious liberty. Those are the first five. The second five, private property, self-government, the rule of law, constitutionalism, and independence. Those ideas, those principles are the moorings that hold our nation together. We as a nation have turned on those principles. Many of those principles are crafted and developed out of a Judeo-Christian ethic, but we have turned on God. Mm-hmm. And we have turned in the ethics and the morals that God has given to us to the embracement of a secular humanism that allows perversion to be considered right and right, morally right, to be considered wrong. That's evident in America. We are not falling away from God. We're not falling as a nation. We have failed.
Yes.
We are a nation who is in crises. And if, in fact, the church does not respond out of a worldview that is tied and sourced into the Word of God, we will not see a rescue. So the rescue begins in two areas. a return to our Judeo-Christian ethic, that we begin to see things from the lens of our faith, and the influence of the Christian in the public square becomes the most pronounced and profound influence. That is not the case today.
Yes.
I submit to you that there are seven institutions that influence us most. Corporations and business is one. Academia, the arts, major media, the government, and then six or seven is the family and the church. I submit to you that all seven of those institutions are under the influence of a human secularistic idea, and that includes the church, who has bowed the knee to tolerance, which is birthed out of political correctness, which is nothing more than cultural Marxism developed by Antonio Gramsci, who identified the best way to defeat the West is through infiltration and gradualism, infiltrating those institutions, destroying the influence of Christianity. And what do you have? What America is today.
Exactly. Well, I mentioned to our audience, Pastor, that I met with two women 2.5 years removed from Venezuela, and they cannot believe the America they've come to. They came here with the idea that it was still Ronald Reagan's reference of the shining light on a hill, and came here, and they see the darkness of communism following them, and they're going, my goodness, I mean, the same things that happened in Venezuela are the same things that are starting to raise its head here in America. From gun confiscation to, no religious freedom, to a state government packing the court. I mean, it is amazing to see how it's unfolding, to your point. And they're saying, hey, wait a minute, this happened to us, and here it is. We live in, they showed me pictures of Venezuela before where it was beautiful. I mean, one of the richest countries in Central America, and it was bright and vibrant, and you look at it now, Pastor, it's dark, it's gloomy, and you've got its citizens eating out of the back of trash trucks. This is how much they've lowered themselves. We got to go to break. We've got more from Pastor Stephen Broden after this. Stay with us.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
I love to hear this song. I love the lyric. I think most of us can identify with it, is that sometimes you get to those moments where you see the valley more than the hills. And you just, you know, for people of faith, what we hold on to is the faith giver, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And even in the midst of the chaos that we've been going through, and we've gone through several shakings, and we've got to understand why these shakings are happening. And it's interesting, you know, Pastor, is that people will ask me, they say, Bill, are we being judged? And I said, you know, to be honest, I don't know. But the fact that you asked that question should be quite revealing, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think for those of us who are biblical Christians, we recognize that we're on a timeline that is designed by God. The purposes of God are evident even in what appears to be chaos. God is yet in control. Mm-hmm. These things are not incidental or accidental to the program of God. But here's what we must do as Christians, to make a clear distinction between God's destiny for a nation and God's destiny for his people. They're not the same. And we sometimes convert or confuse the two. We look at the destiny of a nation and we make that our destiny. Is not our destiny. The destiny for Bible-believing Christians is that the inevitable and eventual return of Christ and the thousand-year reign and rule of him, we look to that. That's our mountaintop.
Right.
That's our experience for us. The nation, on the other hand, God has already forecast that not one nation of the earth will be standing in favor of Israel at the last days. That includes America. And so we know that there's something happening in America that is different from what God has destined for us. But here's what we must know as Christians. There's two things that I want to share. Number one is from Mark Levin, who says this in his book titled Tyranny and Liberty. In his introduction, he says this: the remedy for tyranny is conservatism, precisely because its principles are the founding principles. Here again, he's pointing us back to those founding principles that made this nation great.
Right.
The other idea is that which we must understand about the influence of Christianity. America was founded on a religious-based heritage of liberty under law, and the Constitution was written to limit the government, not the people. We must understand that as citizens of this nation and as Christians who are influencers in the public square, that this nation was founded upon religious liberty, and that part of its founding principle was to limit the government. Our government is completely out of control. It's invading our lives. It's intruding on our privacies. It's redefining the First Amendment. And it's also censoring us from our free speech.
Yes, exactly.
It's happening not accidentally, not happening organically. This is happening based upon the philosophies of the socialists who are attempting to control our nation. And quite frankly, they're at the control of every institution of America, in America today, and they're leading us further and further away from the light of hope that is in Christ Jesus. We must resist. Our resistance, as the Constitution says, that governments are established to protect our rights, but when governments become destructive to that end, Thomas Jefferson said, it is the right of the citizens to alter or abolish it. The alteration takes place at the ballot box. That's where we make an alteration of kicking out those who have a worldview that is antithetical to ours. Get rid of them. And we're not doing that right now.
Right.
And this is why
the ballot box is so important and needs to be so protected and honored. And we saw in this last election that it was suspiciously compromised. Let's put it that way.
Well, you're being nice. It was stolen.
Yeah.
And they did it, and we have not changed those machines. They're still in place. The people who put those machines in place are still in place. What can we expect this next time around?
Exactly.
The same thing unless we change it. Right. Election integrity must be an integral part of this experiment here called America.
Going back to what I said earlier about the two women, you know, from Venezuela, guess what kind of voting machines they used?
The ones we're using now.
Exactly. The same ones. And they were told the same thing, that there wasn't any internet access, and they discovered the same thing. Well, if there's no internet access, why is this cord plugged into the internet?
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So,
you know, it's frightening, but it's also very telling, Bill.
Yes.
And here's what it's telling us, that most Americans are not paying attention to the degree that they should, and that they have been deflected from what's happening by those who are seeking to destroy our nation by what is called the American dream. Our problem is the American dream.
Mm-hmm.
Our problem is that we're sleeping and hoping for a six-figure income, a trophy wife, two tickets to the Super Bowl, and a promotion on our job, two cars in a garage, and a three-week vacation. That's what keeps us from seeing what's going on in America.
Yeah. Without a doubt, we're blinded to the obvious. The good news out of all this, Pastor, is that, yes, there is a movement, a movement by these lever pullers, these oligarchs, these princelings in China, for example, these power brokers, which is a small number by comparison. Even here in the United States, I think it was 585 American version of oligarchs, these multi-uber billionaires. And they all are moving us to a one-world government. But what we've known, what we've known from Scripture is you always get the imitation before you get the legitimate. Yes, I tell people, oh, we're heading to a one-world government. I go, of course we are. But you got to understand, the real one-world government that we will end up with is with Jesus as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's the one-world government we're going to get to, but we got to get through the faux one-world government in the process.
Yeah, the phony one, the false one, the false hope.
Exactly.
And you're absolutely right. There is an evil oligarchy. I call them the power elite. And they're on a pathway that they believe that they can make happen now more than ever before. They believe all of the systems for running a one-world government is in place. It's just a matter of the right crises. If you remember, there's an economist by the name of Frederick von Hayek, And he says this, quote, "Emergencies have always been the pretext on which the safeguard of individual liberties have been eroded." Unquote.
Yeah.
It comes to us in modern language like this. Never let a serious crisis go unused, for it is a time for us to do the things that we could not do without it.
Yes.
And here we are. Manufactured crises for the purpose of flipping this nation. These people are deliberate, and they are after our freedoms and our liberties, and they're going to set up a world system. The Bible says it's going to happen. But in the meantime and in between time, our stewardship responsibility is to the kingdom.
Yes.
We shall be his witnesses, Acts chapter 1, and make disciples. More than ever, Christians who are biblical Christians, not cultural Christians. There are two kinds of Christians in America, biblical and cultural. The biblical Christians need to be advancing the kingdom. We are watchmen on the wall. We're articulating that the safe haven is the ark of God, not Noah's ark, but God's ark, in the name of Jesus, who is the Christ, who delivers us, deliberately sets us free and delivers us from the wrath that is to come.
It's going to get worse before it gets better, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Not for us.
No. But you know, we will go through the shadow of the valley of death. And we need to understand what that shadow can do and cannot do. But its purpose is to bring God glory, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we got 2 minutes left, Pastor. I want you to encourage our audience, people of faith, people who are called by his name. We need to be in alignment with kingdom principles. We need to be right there in step with the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. What is your counsel to us?
It's not what you see that matters. It's who you know. And because we know him, we know that he is sovereignly in control. That you and I have a stewardship responsibility to listen. The Greek word for listen is akouo. That means hearken unto the voice. Who are we listening to? If we're listening to God, there's no fear. There's no doubt. There's no uncertainty. There's absolute confidence that he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we could ever hope or ask for. And so our encouragement is to keep our eyes fixed upon him and allow him to do what he is doing without fear and without doubt, because fear and doubt are first cousins to each other, and they are the result of sin. What is sin? Unbelief.
Right.
No confidence, no trust in God. God says, will you trust me when all around you looks like it's falling apart? And my answer is absolutely yes. And that's my encouragement to the body of Christ.
30 seconds left. Christian fellowship, how critical?
Essential, for it is an expression of Christ on earth. As we fellowship with one another, caring for one another, praying for one another, serving one another, and assembling with one another, expressing a supernatural power that can only happen when we are together.
Pastor Stephen Broden has been our guest, the Executive Director of Content of Character Cities series. What website should they check out, Pastor, real quick?
I would send them to bravesalt.com, bravesalt.com, which is our splash page with a number of other...
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences, too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.